Blog Talk Radio. Meaning, when you learn something, share something, teach something. That being said, we finished up the book of Ezekiel yesterday, and we are about to start in the book of Azariah, connected to brother the prophet Nehemiah, coming from our captivity under the King Cyrus of Persia. And this prophecy was told about by Isaiah the prophet almost a century ago. And things about to happen. No, they don't have to get any slingshots and bow and arrows. They don't have to get any AK-47s. They don't have to get any 38s. The Most High is doing this all on his lonesome, as he's going to do with us in this future, release and restoration to come. So all you will get your little rusty slingshots together. Thank you, King David, you're not. The Most High asks you to get anything. The Most High in the book of Azariah and Nehemiah is encouraging the brothers not only rebuild this temple, but rebuild your relationship with me, which is much more vital than anything. Your relationship with me is raggedy and in tatters, just like today as I speak. Our relationship with the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all praises and blessings be unto him, is raggedy and in tatters. He don't need you to do anything but work on you. Turn back to him. Cry out to him. Get your mind right, because your thinking is broken. I don't need you to help me. I need you to work on you. Just like he's telling those brothers and sisters who's coming from this captivity almost 100 years later. And he didn't ask them to get no slingshots. He didn't ask them to get no bow and arrows. He didn't ask them to get no lances like Joshua. You're not Joshua. And he didn't ask them to do anything. He didn't ask them to get no AK-47s or rusty 38s that you ain't got no bullets for when you run out of anyway. He just asked you to get your mind right. Turn to him, just like he's sending Azariah and the prophet Nehemiah to exhort our brothers and sisters in ancient times. You building this temple. That's what I want you to do. But I want you to reestablish your relationship with me. Okay? Your relationship is in tatters. You are a hot mess, just like we are today. Okay? Don't get it twisted. So when I said something on the Real Talk for Real People show, is to exhort you to reestablish your relationship with your Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises and blessings and honor be unto him. He don't need you to do nothing but what he wants you to do, when he wants you to do it, and how he wants you to do it. That's all you need to know about this. Okay? That's part of some of y'all problem now. Just like the brothers and sisters in ancient times, stiff-necked and stubborn, just want to do it your way, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. That didn't work for them, and it certainly ain't going to work for you now. Bottom line. So get your maps out. Get your books out. Let's get to it. The book of Azariah. Coming back from the Babylonian captivity. Have you got to get your book on? Get your books. I need to take a sip of this water anyway. This is a short chapter. It ain't going to take long. Then we're going to get together. We're going to start chit-chatting, okay? Then I'm going to bring my brother, Maury Cadriel, on from New York City. And I bring you on if you are in just the position to what you said, to what the Most High said. Now, if you come and lean into your own understanding, and you're going to tell me what you think or what you feel, I don't want to hear none of that, okay? Do not come on a Real Talk for Real People show telling me about what you think or how you feel. I don't care nothing about none of that, because that ain't going to help us, okay? If it's not just a position to what the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please don't come over here talking that nonsense. Thank you very much. All right, let's get started. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, the word of the Elohim by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Elohim stirred up the spirit, just like he going to do in our case. He don't need you to do nothing. He stirred up the spirit of the king, Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he would make a proclamation throughout his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, The Elohim Yah, come on. He gave Yah the praise. He said the Elohim Yah, unlike some of you, who are his people, who want to get the praise. He said the Elohim Yah of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build a house at Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda. Who is among you all his people? May his Elohim be with him, and let him go to Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda, and build the house of the Elohim, Yah, of Israel. He is Yah, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in my place, where he dwells, let the man of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, beside the freewill offering from the house of Yah, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the father's house of Yehuda, the heads of the tribes, and Benjamin, and the priests, the Levites, with all whose spirits Elohim have moved. Now, if they feel like going to Elohim, have moved you, unlike some of us. Some of us ain't moved by nothing. Some of us same way there. He said, but he didn't say, I'm telling you to do this. He said, if the Elohim Yah has moved your spirit to get with it, I'm down with it. Just like some of us today. See, I don't argue with us. Y'all ain't my people. I'm part of the people. I ain't better than y'all, and y'all ain't better than me. I'm not going to argue with y'all. But if the Most High moved you to do what he said, I'm down with it. But now, if you doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, howsoever you want to do it, hey, man, leave me up out of that. Okay? And so he put this to our brothers and sisters in ancient times. If the Most High, the Elohim, Yah moves you, y'all got my support on that. That's the same way I feel, as long as it's just positioned to the word of the Most High. And so it says, the Elohim had moved, arose, those, the Elohim, Levites, and all whose spirit the Elohim had moved. See, the Elohim got to move you. You know, some of us, like I said, they ain't moved by nothing. But the Elohim going to move those that need to be moved. And the Elohim arose to go up and build the house of the Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were around them encouraged them, not by lip service, but with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with great precious things, besides all that was willingly offered, not by lip service, but by the action. The ones that wasn't moved to go. King Cyrus also bought out the articles of the house of the Elohim, which they had taken, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and put it in the temple of his gods. And Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out by the hand Mithridates. Man, that's a heck of a name. Mithridates, the treasurer, and counted them out to Shesbar. For these Iranian names, well, they're a tongue twister. The prince of Yehuda. This is the number of them: 30 gold platters, 1,000 silver platters, 29 knives, 30 gold basins, 410 silver basins, of similar kind, 1,000 other articles, all the articles of gold and silver were 5,400 articles. And all of these, since Belshazzar took with the captives who were brought from Babylon to Jerusalem. That's a good introduction. It's a good introduction about trusting in the Most High. It's a good introduction about not leaning to your own understanding. It's a good introduction about how the Most High wants things done, when he wants things done, and he will make the decision when they are done. He don't need your help. See, he don't need your little bow and arrows. He don't need your slingshots. He don't need your lances like some of you think you're Joshua. He don't need your ragged little 38s that some of you ain't got no bullets for when you run out of anyway. He don't need you to do anything because he wants to receive all the glory. See, some of y'all got it twisted. See, some of y'all stuck on stupid and ego run amok and simply looking for self-adulation or simply looking to be something special when you know more or less than the rest of us. Know how to sit back, chillax, let the Most High do his thing, and when you call for and your spirit move, you make the move. And then you don't talk about it, you be about it. See, that's a good introduction. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Jamsu Farif. Without further ado, I've got to play a lovely song to get your mind right. Here's some time for you to go get you some jungle juice, some Kool-Aid, some water, some tea, some coffee, whatever. But I'm going to take a sip of this water, and I'm going to enjoy this lovely song. Then I'm going to bring my brother on Cartier from New York City. Then my lovely Ima Hadura from St. Louis, Missouri. Now, I'll bring you on, too. If you got something to set just the position to what I've said. But if you got some, I don't know, I believe, I feel, I don't want to hear it. Don't come over here with that. I don't want to hear it. Okay? It's true. Please, I do not want to hear it. That being said, enjoy this lovely song, brothers and sisters. May the Most High bless you by the reading of his word, and I will be back. All right. I'm asleep. And certainly some of us are still asleep, although we think we're woke. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsouf Arif. Without further ado, let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you. Shalom. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, brother Yamsouf Arif. May the Most High
bless
you.
Shalom, my brother. Thank you very much, my brother. Appreciate you.
So, yeah, we're in the book of Ezra.
We didn't gain through a whole lot of prophets. We didn't gain through Daniel, Esther, Queen Esther, Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and we're moving right along at a steady clip. May the Most High bless you.
And all these prophets are connected because Ezra, Nehemiah, they're living in the time of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel. Who else we read? Ezekiel. And
Queen Esther. Yeah, Queen Esther. Mordecai.
Yeah. Yep, under the Cyrus and Darius and Nebuchadnezzar.
Right.
So we read in the history along with the words of the Most High because these men are his prophets. And most of them come from the house of Levi. These are sons of priests, especially Ezra. His father was a chief priest.
Is that right?
Yeah. Sariah is Ezra's father.
Okay. He was a high priest.
He's a chief priest. I don't know if he's a high priest. Maybe the chief priest is the high priest. Chief priest, high priest. I guess it's the same term.
Yeah, one and the same. Yeah.
But they all, you know, from that priest order. And the Most High brings messages to these priests, these priestly men, these priestly families. And Ezra, Nehemiah, they both belong to that family. And in the time of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, so this is another link in that time period. And the fact that Cyrus of Persia, because we know that Babylon was first, and Babylon conquered Judah and took all the possessions of what was in the temple back to Babylon.
Right.
And then the Persians took over the Babylonian kingdom. You know, Cyrus had the heart to allow Israelites to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Right?
Exactly.
So this temple that they're rebuilding, it ain't nothing like the one we just read in Ezekiel. Because it ain't the same thing. They rebuilt that temple in Ezra's time, Jeremiah's time, Daniel's time. But
Nehemiah's.
Right. The temple that Ezekiel just got finished describing to us
is a futuristic
temple. It's a futuristic temple. Exactly. Because this temple that they went back from captivity to rebuild was destroyed again by Titus of Rome in 70 AD.
Exactly.
You know, all these articles that Cyrus allowed to come back to the temple, which showed that he was like a righteous man. You conquered Israel. You took their substance. You invaded the temple. You took the Most High stuff. And you got a king that comes along that wants to give it back.
Exactly. Good man. And gave the Most High props. He didn't say,
right.
I, Cyrus, did it because I felt like doing it. He said, the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told me to do it. I'm doing it.
And how did he tell him? He gave him a command, right? He
right.
said
he
the God of heaven commanded me.
Right.
That's important because a lot of Israelites think that the law of Moses is Yah's command. No, Yah didn't give Cyrus the laws of Moses. He just commanded him. That's
right.
A command is something that's verbal. When I tell you, and I'm your commander, you know, do 500 jumping jacks. That's a command.
Right, I was in the military. I know we had Marine Corps laws and bywords and books. But when my first lieutenant gave me a command, I had to follow that order. It wasn't written in the Marine Corps books of bylaws and whatnot. He gave me a command. I followed it.
That's right. And him commanding you is part of a Marine law, right?
Exactly.
Because if you don't follow that commander's order, you out of order, son.
Well, I'm going to be in the brig, most likely. I'm going to get an article, and I'm going to be in the brig. I'm going to lose some rank. I'm going to lose some money. I may lose some freedom time, okay? I don't follow
so
orders.
We have to learn how to distinguish Yah's law, statutes, and commands. When they talk about the Ten Commandments, right? Everybody
uh-huh.
said the Ten Commandments. That's because
right.
Yah spoke those words.
Mm-hmm.
At Mount Sinai, he spoke those words. So those were verbal commands.
Commands.
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God but me. Who
That's
are you talking
a command.
To the children of Israel?
That's
he was
a command.
Speaking that.
You
he
can't
said, you shall not imagine me to be the likeness of anything in the heaven above, and earth beneath, or in the waters under the heaven. You shall not create idols unto yourself to bow down, to worship
exactly.
them. That's a verbal command. So the first commandments that he gave the nation of Israel.
Wait just a minute, Cadre. These folks got crosses and on, and they got the Star of David and whatnot, you know, and they doing it right. they got the Star of David.
They picking and choosing what they want for themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that's the image, that's a graven image. And they worshiped
yeah.
it. I thought it was all right. They must got a command for it. You know, they ain't get no command for it. Okay.
Listen, we don't read in the book in its entirety. We pick and choose what we want to make us feel good. But you got to read this thing in its entirety, the whole thing. Don't just take out what you like and what you feel good with. You have to read the whole thing. And the fact that our people still worship idols. The Most High knew that was in our nature. We got to see something. We got to feel something. We got to touch something. You can't feel Yah. You can't touch Yah. You can't see Yah. So you might as well forget that.
Exactly.
So,
and stop falutin' and carrying around those graven images that he didn't give you authority and command. Okay?
How can you worship what you can't see?
True that.
But you breathe air, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you see air?
But I sure breathe it. I'm living.
Can you touch air?
I can't touch it, but I'm sure living.
Can you taste it?
No, I'm living.
So, something as simple as air that you need every day, which you can't see, which you can't touch, which you can't feel, you know it's there. You can't see it. That's like Yah. Yah is there. You can't see him. You can't touch him. You can't feel him. But
exactly.
You got to know that he's there, son.
Well, if they can't show me in the book, then don't show me about what you feel or think or believe. That is not going to suffice. That is not going to stand the reason before the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't want to know what you think. I don't want to know what you feel. I don't want to know what you believe. I want to know what you read. Where's you getting your reading from? Okay? And I come because otherwise everything else is leaning to your own understanding of me. And I don't deal with brothers and sisters who just want to simply lean to their own understanding and try to make this the gospel truth. Oh, that's the truth. That's true. They didn't taught me that tradition. They didn't talk to that traditionally, but it is right. It is in the word of the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose word go out and will not come back empty. Not your word, not your teacher, not your friend, not your brother, not your sister, not your mother, or any other. Because those are not going to suffice. Okay, my bad, brother. You know, I get caught up in the word of the Most High. My bad. You know how I get, bro. You know how I get. I'm sorry.
So we read the book of Jeremiah, and what we're reading here is the fulfillment of the prophecy that the prophet Jeremiah brought in chapter 29. Verses 10 to 14. Most High said, this is what Sovereign Yah says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you. So you see that this is the portion after the 70 years, the Most High allowed us to come back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
Exactly.
That temple that we rebuilt was destroyed. And the temple we read about in Ezekiel is never going to be destroyed.
Nope.
So we you know, bringing all the prophets in that, you know, had association and relationship with each other, in the books because people don't know their connections. They don't know that Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel all basically crossed paths.
Exactly.
And these are righteous men, men of God, men that had vision, men that were prophets, and they were in captivity. So
exactly.
The Most High threw the wicked and the righteous in captivity because we're a nation. Isaiah
right.
said, I ain't do what they did. Why you ain't saving me?
Don't make no number, man. You bought them.
Everybody so gets punished.
Brothers and sisters, if you're trying to get away and you're trying to make yourself special, you got your own little organization, your own little splendid group of operation. Look here, that ain't no nation. The Most High deals with nations. He deals
yeah.
with our nation. He don't deal with your most splendid group. He don't deal with who I deal with. He deal with us collectively as a nation. Don't get it twisted, okay? So you can pretend all you want that I'm something special. No, you ain't. You ain't no better than the rest of us, okay? He already told you that. If you went along with us with these studies, you already know. Ain't no big eye little you. The only something big is in our nation is the Levite who ministered to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we have tribes that we're accorded to. So therefore, don't be running around like you something special, okay? You ain't. The Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is special. He is divine. Not you. Not me. Not anyone else. Oh, thank you, man. I tell you, bro, I sure get caught up. I apologize.
Yeah, you got that fire chef in your bones. I'll be lighting the sparks. So I'll let you go off because the sparks be lighting up, son.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. You get me fired up, bro. You get me fired up.
You should be fired up. This is our history. This
right.
is our heritage. And we can see, you know, even these righteous men in captivity couldn't deliver us or get us out of captivity. They could only warn the people, and whatever went down, went down. You're not listening, then that's on y'all, and we all in trouble. So these righteous men couldn't save Israel, because when one of us is in trouble, guess what? We all in trouble. That's right. One for all and all for one. When Isaiah met Yah for the first time, what did he say? I'm unclean and my people is unclean. He wasn't just thinking about himself, was he?
Yeah, he didn't say I'm something special because you came to me. He said I ain't nothing, and that's how I feel. I'm not nothing. I'm dirty like the Most High than a Tampax. I'm dust in the wind, and so are you, brothers and sisters. Stop all this highfalutin and stuck on stupid. The Most High say you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. 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 And but I'm gonna get you. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to clean you up. You ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to take care of that. Some of y'all ain't going to be able to make it, though, because y'all ain't turned from your wicked ways. But those that are and trying to not lean to their own understanding, I'm going to clean you up, okay? Because you ain't nothing. You got to accept it. Okay, bro, I'm sorry, man. You keep lighting these fires, brother. I'm sorry.
That's what it's for. We should all be lit up, you know, knowing
right.
our history. And these prophets, they didn't see individual success for themselves. They were part and parcel of the nation. That's why Jeremiah cried. That's why Ezekiel and Isaiah didn't really care what the people felt. The Most High is bringing us a message because we're in trouble. And I'm going to tell you anyway, whether you want to hear it or not, we all in
exactly.
trouble. So,
right. Real big trouble.
We have to look at ourselves the same way today. It's not like church, because I accept Jesus, he going to save me. And you don't accept Jesus, I don't care about you. No. This is all for one. One for all.
We don't do no church over here. Don't come on to the real church. We don't do church or make-believe Christianity or some symbolos of it. No, don't come over here with that. We talk about our history. We talk about our creator. We talk about our Elohim. We talk about Yah. We talk about restoration as a nation. We ain't talking about no special people other than what the Most High see you as. Okay? I'm sorry, bro. You keep lighting these fires. My bad.
Yeah, man. Let me stop doing that.
Stop doing
nah,
it. Stop doing
no.
it.
But for real, these prophets, they had the nation's interests at heart. and they were righteous men. And they could, like, say, look, look what they're doing, y'all. I ain't doing that. Save me.
Right.
And that's
right.
Our attitude today. No, we all in this together. Even if you're righteous, your people ain't righteous, you in trouble still. Even if you're a righteous man or a righteous woman, you're still in trouble because your people are out of order.
Right.
And it's the responsibility of those who have the vision to bring our people back in order, which is what the prophets were trying to do. But our people is hard-headed, stiff-necked, even back in those days. Now we got Stockholm Syndrome, amnesia, we dry bone, we trying to get it together, and we think we got it right. No, we so far away from what these words are telling us that, you know, to the degree that we don't even feel each other, that we all in the same boat, and what happens to you happens to me, shows that we way off. We ain't nowhere on the same vibration or the same page as these prophets.
Right. We should be empathizing with one another, not trying to put each other down, not trying to personally attack one another, not trying to belittle, insult one another, but recognize we're all in the same boat together.
Everybody needs to grab a bucket because the boat is sinking and start ditching the water out the boat. Don't worry about what I'm doing because I'm ditching water out the boat because we're going to drown. If we let the water sink this boat, man.
Truth be told, Cadre.
So I ain't worried about what you're doing as long as you're bailing water. As long as you're bailing water, we're good.
Exactly.
But it gets deeper. The book of Ezra is interesting because if you read the Apocrypha, there's a book called Edras.
Right.
It's the same prophet, Ezra.
Right.
The Greeks turned his name into Edras. And when you read the book of Edras and the book of Ezra, it's basically the same thing. But it goes into a little more detail in the book of Edras. So if you got the Apocrypha out there, read the book of Edras too. Because it's all, you know, the same book.
Okay. Well, Cottrell, we're going to give the listeners, maybe the listeners may have something to share with us, a long juxtaposition to what we've just read about Ezra. Anything in any regard, for that matter, as long as you talk about the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not giving yourself any self-adulation. I mean, we're all ears. So we're going to give the people a few minutes to perhaps consider they have something to share with us. Otherwise, I know you're going to find us a nice Psalms to get on out of here with. And I'm looking forward to the reading of the Most High Word, because that's the only thing that really matters anyway, the Word of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I'm going to give them a few seconds to maybe want to share with us. Otherwise, I'm going to let you find that Psalms and read it, and we're going to get out of here. Have you found your Psalms yet, Cadrell?
King David got plenty of Psalms, man.
We got 2 years. We got plenty of listening time, okay? So what Psalms is that, Cadrell?
I'm going to let you read it tonight, man. Psalms 19.
You're going to put me in trick. I think I just read that at home.
No.
I think I read that this morning.
All right. See that?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, I think I read that this morning. I'm always reading. Let me see.
Psalms 19.
19. When I get to it, I know for a fact. 18. 19. Let me see. Man, I think I read that this morning.
Ain't that something?
Right.
This song is about the power of the Most High.
You got a camera in my house.
Listen, man, our people were prophetic, man. Most High picked me up by my spirit, brought me to your house, showed me what you was reading.
Buster, bro.
Like his
camera in my house. It looked like he stirred your spirit up, stirred mine up to read it. Yeah. Okay.
That's how y'all do it.
Right. You don't know. Say no more. Listeners, may you be blessed. Okay, what's that, Cadrell?
So King David in the 19th Psalm is describing the power of Yah, right?
Right.
Because we take the sun for granted, don't we? Don't we take the sun for granted? It's coming up tomorrow. It's going down tonight. It's coming up tomorrow. How about if it didn't do that? Where would we be?
we'll be in real big trouble.
Could scientists rectify that if the Most High took the sun away?
I don't think so.
So we need to give more credit to science than the Most High. But if the Most
High
can't
catch
the
Rona,
out,
man. They can't,
no, they
catch
can't
the
Rona.
They can't
even
handle
the Rona.
Okay, what they gonna do about the sun? Right?
Man. We praise the Creator who put the sun in its cycle.
Exactly.
And you know what the sun is? You know what science tell you?
Uh-huh.
Science tells you that the sun is gas, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and gas ain't fixed.
No, it has no fixed location. When gas spreads out all over the place.
They use the word mutable. It goes anywhere and everywhere, gas.
Right.
You can't put gas in a fixed place, but the sun is a gas ball. How long it been burning?
Yeah, mighty long time, brother, mighty long time.
And if we were too close, what would happen?
You ever heard of French fries?
if we were too far away, what would happen?
You ever heard of a abominable snowman?
Yeah, so they call it the Goldilocks zone. Who put us in the Goldilocks zone? Not too hot, not too cold.
Not in the certainly Donald Trump didn't. he could have put you in a zone, though.
So we give praise to the Almighty because people worship the sun. The sun has power. You're not supposed to worship the sun. The Most High gave the sun power. If the Most High snuffed the sun out, we all in trouble. Don't worship the sun. Worship the Creator,
who put
the sun in its cycle. Trust me.
Do
you
understand
all wrong,
that? Hey, let me tell him like he said in New York. Can you understand that, son?
Word up.
Word
sun
up.
Sun brings four seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. How does it do that? How? How does it do that?
You can't figure it out.
Nope.
The Creator got this.
There you go.
You think you got it figured out, but you ain't got it figured out.
Is he worthy to be praised?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The God of Abraham, yeah. Isaac, and Jacob most certainly is.
He's worthy
well,
to
listen,
be praised.
You heard me and my brother bantering about the sun, but it's something serious. Think about what he said. But may the Most High bless you by the reading of his word always, because his word will go out but not come back void, okay? Especially in you. Psalms 19. The heavens declares the glory of Elohim. Even the heavens declare his glory. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. They talk about him. We are the essence of him, his creation. And the night unto night reveals knowledge because of him. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Their works to the end of the world. To them, he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of her chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. It rises from one end of heaven, and it circles the other end. There's nothing hidden from the heat. The law of the Elohim is perfect, complete, converting the soul. The testimony of the Elohim is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Elohim are right, rejoicing the hearts. The commandments of the Elohim is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Elohim is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Elohim are true and righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, his words. Yes, much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his arrows? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, thinking you know you don't know what you think you know, but you don't know, but you just saying, I believe, I think, I feel. Presumptuously. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless. I shall be innocent of great transgression. Lest the word of my mouth and the, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Elohim Yah. Oh, Elohim, my strength and my redeemer. Not me, not you, not my mom, not my brother, not my sister, not any other. Not 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. By the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob do I rest my hope, my confidence, my assurances. And certainly, brothers and sisters, I believe you feel the same way. That's why you're here today. Well, Cartrell, any closing remarks?
Yeah.
Any closing remarks?
The beauty of the last part of that chapter says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yah, my strength and redeemer. That's something we got to take time to meditate on and think about. What are we meditating on and what are we saying? And are they acceptable to the Most High? Your words and your thoughts.
Exactly.
So the more you meditate on Yah, the more you try to seek out Yah, the more you, you know, dig into his words, that means you're on the right path, because Yah's words are the most powerful thing in all creation, because he created creation with his word.
Exactly.
So we take our words for granted, but it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. So watch your profanity, watch your negativity, watch what comes out your mouth, and watch what you're thinking.
Exactly.
As a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he.
It's just like you are like, what you eat.
All what you eat.
Well, if you think you're a chicken, you're going to start plucking. It's true. Hey, my bad, y'all, but it's true. I mean, if you think whatever you think you are, that's what you are. That's what you're going to become. If you think you're low, if you're low down and low life, and you think you're low down and low life, and you're this and that and the other, that's the only thing you're going to be. Don't let people put these negative and toxic and poisonous thoughts in your head and tell you that you are that. No, you're a child of the Most High, and you should subscribe to everything he says in his word. Don't let these people put this poison in on you, because that's all we are. Some of us are just toxic and poisonous. That's the only thing we spew, toxicity and poison. So don't let these people put this toxic, right,
and
each other.
To each other.
Right.
Because when you call your sister a bee, or your brother a nigger, that's how you're thinking. That's wrong thinking. That's backwards thinking. Your sister's not a bee. Your brother's not a nigger. Oh, we the children of the Most High. We the Most High's treasure. And if you think that we are something else besides that, and that's what you call us, then you're bringing harm on yourself.
Exactly. So be careful, listeners, when you swallow this toxicity and poison, that you're not spewing it out. And you're not spewing it out towards your brothers and sisters, because he says that we're all are special in his eyes. Although he's going to deal with all of us individually. So those are his people. You ain't got the right to be bad mouthing them people like that, unless he tell you to. And he ain't told you to.
It says, may the words of my mouth,
right,
and the meditation of my heart. You think it's acceptable that you calling Yah's people niggas and bitches? You think that's acceptable to Yah?
I don't think so.
Check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Truth be told, you heard me now. Be careful what you say, lying on the Most High people. Lying on the Most High people. Telling tale bearing on the Most High people. Just making up falsehoods. You know what you're talking about half the time. And be very careful. If you can't say nothing good, just like Mama used to say, don't say nothing at all. And then, there ain't nothing wrong with you attacking the wrong that we do. But be very careful when you make a target attack on an individual. If you ain't got no evidence, and you talking about something he said, she said, you better shut your mouth. Be very careful when you start making targeted attacks. Now, you can attack the things that we do as a nation and to get us away from that. But be very careful in your targeted attacks, okay? Those are not your people. We are not your people. You don't own us. Just because we're part of you, you don't own us. The Most High owns us. So be very careful, okay? Well, Contra, any more last words before we get to get out of 90?
It's a beautiful psalm. We ask y'all to clean us of our secret faults. Even King David didn't tell you everything that he did.
No.
Some things is between him and the Most High.
And that's where it should be.
High.
Yes.
See, so a lot of folks will try to put all about y'all business out there. So all y'all business ain't everybody's business. Y'all got some secret things y'all got going on. Y'all need to deal with it. And you need to deal with it with the Creator. You need to come clean. Because he already know anyway. Okay? But I was telling all these, tell Sally Ann and tell Talking Joe. You might well tell everybody. Keep some things you need to keep to yourself, you and your Creator. Okay? Your secret sins. I ain't talking about keeping secret. What I'm talking about, you need to confess them to the Most High and turn away from them. Okay? All right, Contreras. May the Most High bless you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
May the Most High bless you, listeners, too. Thank you very much. What is that, Contreras?
I'm here.
Oh, you jumped that jungle juice down the wrong.
No, I'm laughing at you because you tell me to get the last word, and before I complete a sentence, you jump in there.
I'm sorry, man. You know we're setting me on fire, brother. A thousand apologies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah,
don't finish
up. You good.
You know my finger, bro.
I'm dwelling on this proverb. Because I talked about the fear of Yah. We should all have the fear of Yah because it cleans us up. You said the fear of Yah is clean and enduring forever. Mm-hmm. Because it's a Yah true and righteousness altogether. So the path of righteousness for us is to find Yah and our fear that we should have of him and the way that he wants us to go and be dedicated and diligent in walking that path.
Okay. So we good? We good, Cadre?
Yes, sir. Unless you got some fire in the bone.
A thousand apologies, my brother. You just set that fire in me, brother. You know, my bad. You know, my thinker broke. You know, the Most High worked with me. You know, the Most High gave me a new thinker and a new spirit, you know, and I got to check myself before I wreck myself. And a thousand apologies, okay?
Ain't no thing.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. I want to thank my brother, Cadre, from New York City. Most importantly, I want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises and glory be unto him, because his word is the final word. His word is the beginning and the ending. Nobody else's word, not my word, not your teacher word, not country else's word, but the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And make sure, listeners, make sure that whatever you do, the Most High tells you to do it. Otherwise, you in real big trouble. And the reason why I'm saying this, because we are one. I don't want you in trouble. Because when you're in trouble, I'm in trouble. Don't get me in no trouble. I won't get you in no trouble. Okay? May the Most High bless you, listeners. I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. Here's what y'all do. A piece of advice. Do like King David. And if you want to start doing right, get you a new thinker. King David knew he was wrong. He was crooked than a dog's hind leg, some of the things he was doing. And he needed a new thinker, and he asked for one. He asked for one, sure he did. He said, give me a new mind and heart to love you, Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. More than anything. More than my strength and my neighbors after myself, that thirst after righteousness. I need you to be the embellishment of me. I just need you from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right. Because otherwise, I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble just like I've done. And so ask for a new thinker that love you, love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Your brothers and sisters, and that thirst after righteousness. Love your brothers and sisters, just like you love yourself. That thirst after righteousness, unquenchable. You got to have it. Well, may the Most High bless you, listeners. And keep studying right along with us, okay? Shalom. Good night.
Did you call me? Did you speak true? When you dug wounds, when you spilled blood, did you say love? When you promised the Most High you won't betray, do you love me now? 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 Is this heavy on my heart to communicate? Absent-minded on the earth, devoted to sin, not knowing I'm dead. Your phrases are highly majestic. I'm amazed by your great linguistics. Yeah, your words are placed together to sell dubious manifestos. The end is devastating. Marriage of lies. Your words are sweet and dying. The fourth crescendo. Still I go to the fountain where waters flow. Where the truth of never been found. It's dark, for we are all blind. In solitude we know God. In public we don't act God. Is it destiny? Is it meant to be? Do you love me now?